Good morning, PML. It is your boy, Is Nefarious, and this is the third take. We are here with the breakfast show. This Craig bot is worthless. I spit at it. I hope that it goes sleeping with the fishes, as our special guest would say. We have my boy. We have my boys D Lloyd and A Rod with me, my reliable co-hosts here for the PML breakfast show. Go ahead and say what's up to the people.
At this point, this is the third time, so PML fam, you guys know what it is, man. good morning, or afternoon, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Take three. Good morning. Good morning, PML. A-Rod back from Mexico. Body struggling, but I'm back at it. Let's go.
Body struggling, team struggling, everything struggling for A-Rod.
Life struggling.
Hey, but we got a special guest, actually very close to A-Rod. He gave us his whole family and, you know, history and stuff like that, and we're gonna have him do it again since this is the third take. Go ahead and
unbelievable
to the folks.
Unbelievable. You need to get this shit together over here, Nefarious. What's going on, guys? You're going from two opposite sides of the spectrum today. You're going from hype Mike yesterday to the bottom half of the spectrum with the Los Angeles Rams, Mike D today, laughing stock of the PML. Happy to be here. Happy to discuss my ups and downs of the league, mostly downs. And I'm very thankful for the opportunity to be here. Shout out to JT.
Hey, yeah, if you make it past season one, it's not a down for a Rams user. So,
yeah, exactly. If you stay with the league, as long as you don't go 0-16, you'll be with the league. If you stay with the league and keep doing content, you're
well. I don't know if you saw how I got my W. It was the Hail Mary.
Oh yeah. We're gonna talk about that a little later on. But I wanted to ask you. Well, I already asked you, but you want to talk about your relationship with A-Rod and how you got into the league again?
Oh sure. So
Cliff Notes this time. Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes. Got to keep it short because your system stinks. So I know A-Rod going on about 20 something years now, probably 24, 25 years. We were actually each other's best men in our weddings, and so about last year, A-Rod introduced me to the franchise mode world, and it's something that we always love to do as kids, playing together, you know, build your teams and whatnot. So over the last year, he kept telling me about this league that he had gotten into called PML. So I always brushed him off because he always said, oh, it's so great. You don't understand what these guys do. You know, you bet on games. There's a fantasy league in the game itself that the guys are running. And then he would send me clips of his games during the course of the night because I work overnight. So I would, you know, I would check him out. And yeah, you know, he'd show me his beef with the Drama Man, which was quite funny, I might say. And he was able to get me a tryout with JT. I guess he was nagging him and saying, you give my friend Mike a shot. So in the middle of January, I finally got the game in the tryout room. Played JT, and I was lucky enough to knock him off. So a week later, I got a message from JT saying, would you like to join the PML League? And the rest is history, and we're sitting at 1-13 and keeping the bottom of the NFC West warm right now. Looking forward.
Well, somebody has to keep that seat warm. It's been something the Rams have been having a chokehold on is that last place spot between in the NFC West. So don't feel bad. 9X went through the same stuff. He left. And then we had Bo Bands, who seemed to be promising, but he had to go as well. It's nice to see, A-Rod now has a buddy that, you know, in personal life. I have a few friends that, you know, are into Madden and stuff like that. Never really are that into Madden like I am. I remember when I first came, I'm a PML OG, so I was here since season one. I remember when I first came up on PML, I was playing in this other league, and I just started, you know, getting into the CFM stuff. I was like looking around, I was like, oh shit, you could play online with other people, you know, build your team, blah, 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 have trades, stuff like that. I was like, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. So I joined this league. It wasn't really the greatest. It was ran okay. Then I got into PML, and I was like, holy shit. Now, it's like hitting the jackpot if you're thinking about, you know, joining CFMs. It's like one of the first leagues I ever joined was PML, And, you know, I've been here ever since. This has been my number one league. And even though I took a little hiatus last season, last cycle towards the end, actually, you're welcome, A-Rod, because that opened up the spot for you.
oh, look at that.
Kyle Allen.
Yeah, so I opened up the spot for A-Rod. He took my place. But, you know, I've always been into content. I've always been into making the video game seem a lot more realistic than what it is. Making it, you know, something, I would say something special or something, you know, that I could have fun with. So PML has been great to get into. I mean, I love PML. There's not much you can say. You know, everybody in here is like a brotherhood. Drama Man's funny as hell with his trolling. I mean, you said A-Rod had a little beef with him. You found that funny, but there's been a ton of other funny stuff that Drama Man has been into, Neff. Especially with Eclipse, if you have seen the clips.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want you to know, Neff, a lot of people, like you said, it's a brotherhood, but you're the brother that a lot of people in the chat don't like, so we don't need your backstory right now.
Oh. We're here for Mike D. Shots fired, baby. Shots fired.
No, hey.
Every league needs a villain.
Yeah, why can't I be the villain?
You got a few of them.
Nothing wrong with that.
He might be. We'll see. I bet on him winning the division. So
I saw that.
I like that. You know,
sleep.
I am happy to take your content points away. I like that. I think you got enough. So I'm gonna throw for the rest of the season. But speaking of throwing, how do you like the Rams, Mike D?
I mean, it has a couple pieces on the team that, you know, obviously you got Jalen Ramsey, you got Aaron Donald, but offensively, Jared Goff isn't – I would like a more mobile quarterback. Mm-hmm. As far as the offensive line, it looks like it's been neglected for the amount of seasons that's been run. So going into the offseason, that's something I would like to address because – I'm not a passer. I'm more of a run first team and then play action off of that. So that's something I would like to build upon going forward.
Noted.
Yeah.
Duly noted.
So as far as the personnel on the team, I mean, there are some decent pieces. Stingley's a good player. Akers, Pitts, Atwell, you know, these are guys that, you know, you could work with. But I'm looking for a big roster changeover going into next season. I have about 24, 25 guys that are free agents. And just try to build it up through free agency in the draft and hopefully be more competitive going forward.
Yeah, so what I got from that is that you're going to trade me Aaron Donald. I like that.
Listen, I mean, if the price is right, everyone's available.
I'll be in your inbox, sir.
No, slide into my DMs.
Yeah. I'm gonna slide into your DMs too. I will be there, and I will offer you two defensive linemen for the price of one that are really well off. And then I'll buy you new Tims.
Sounds like a ripoff.
Oh, with the Tims, come on.
So, you know, the Rams are an okay team. You know, it could have been a lot better if it wasn't as neglected, even though, you know, the Rams previous season 9X said he was the offseason champion after you drafted Tutu Atwell.
Listen, that guy could ball. I like him.
I mean, but the only thing is, I mean, that's one piece. He really neglected everything else.
Oh, yeah.
He just got that one speedy wide receiver. You could have had Sam Howell. Sam Howell fell to pick 11 to the Buccaneers, and you could have had Sam Howell at number. Did he have? He had number one.
Yeah, number one. Stingley. He picked Stingley. Yeah.
Yes. No. Stingley's playing well. I mean, I can't complain about
in the defense. But I was looking at the rookie of the year races. It was Howell and Stingley for defense. So.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I mean, when you're on the field for 75 plays, you get the chance to make. Make more tackles.
Yeah, that is very true. You always have the number one defense when you have turnovers and they have short field.
Yeah, for sure.
So I asked you this before, but, you know, we're doing another take. Who's the better, you know, user? Like, if you had to choose one right now going head-to-head, If you were telling somebody to take a bet on who's going to win, who would you pick? Oh, you or A-Rod?
Now you're changing it up.
Now you say make a bet.
You got to make a choice. Last time I kind of gave you a freebie.
I mean, going by what we're giving you with our streams, you don't have, not much faith in either of us. But I would say it would probably be 50-50. I mean, we go back and forth when we play each other. All games are very boring. Running and, turnovers and, they're ugly.
Charlie.
Yeah. I wouldn't put any money on that game. No. Keep your money in your pocket. Go take your wife and girlfriend out.
Yeah. So when you came into the league and you figured out you were gonna be the Rams, did you take a look at the division? Did you ask A-Rod, about your division opponents?
Oh, I told him all about the division.
Yeah, he did give me a rundown about the division.
So what was A-Rod's rundown of the NFC West?
Mike, you
throw him out there.
You got this, Mike.
Yeah, pretty much. He's saying, like, Mike, these guys stink. You'll not. And then every week he would tell me about my opponent. He's like, this guy stinks, Mike. You could beat him. You could beat him.
Bro, you're playing Cammy. You're asking me how he is.
And then I'm sitting here playing the game, and I'm playing nervous because the games are so close. And then I end up losing. I'm like, fuck, what the hell am I doing wrong? Because he's telling me that he beats them. And I'm like, if he beats them, then why am I getting, what am I losing?
Well, did you look at his record when he was telling you that he beats them?
Well, I knew about his magical run with the New Orleans Saints back, I guess, a couple cycles ago, where where everyone thought he was a really good player for some reason. Yeah, it's like, I guess it's like putting makeup on a pig, Like,
hold on, A-Rod, you were the Saints last cycle, right?
Yeah, yeah, he jumped in on the Saints. I took Kamara's X Factor away.
Yeah, I was still kind of distant, but I was learning to get into PML. All I remember was people getting upset because A-Rod was winning.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he started losing. I don't know what happened from one point to the other point.
Well, I only won 10 games that one magical season. And the next season,
and 100
I won
bucks.
Six or
you
seven.
Lost 100.
And so it was pretty consistent.
Yeah, you won 10 games, but you lost 100 bucks because there's a natural throw in the game.
Another story.
Yeah, that's tough. You got any other questions for Mike? That I'm trying to think of more questions for him. Anybody else got
Mike, questions? Next season, you see your competition in your division. Do we have any bold predictions from the Rams?
Oh, man. It depends on my off season, but I think we'll be more competitive going forward. I will say this.
Do you see a division title? Do you see a division title in the cards?
Yeah. Oh, man. No. No. Oh. I mean, I can't see. It depends on my off season, and it seems that the free agents in this don't get there as easily as other leagues that I've been in, and
they don't.
I'm
like the Monopoly man, but I have nothing to use my money on.
Yeah, so that's why I will say Aaron Donald, first pick, Jalen Ramsey. Our phones are open. Anyone interested?
I will trade within division for Aaron Donald. I don't care about that. But speaking of within division, I wanted to ask you, you've played everybody in our division now, right? Everybody in the NFC West?
Yes.
So far from what you've played, who do you think, I'm not going to say who you think's the best.
Neff's looking for a back rub right now.
No,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, yeah. You would try to grease you up here?
Who do you think is going to be the toughest opponent matching up against going forward?
To be honest, I'll give you a little breakdown of each. So the Seahawks game was earlier in the season. I only played him once.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, he was stronger than his offense, I felt. Same with the Cardinals. I think they play defense a lot better than offense, and he could run the ball well, both those teams. I felt your defense was strong, but your offense was better than both of theirs. So overall, I'm on your show right now, so I got to grease you up a little bit. So
I mean, he did drop like, what did he drop on you? Like 31? 31 to 10?
It was 40 to 10.
You're going to brush your shoulders and tell him you dropped 40 on me right now? Yeah, he dropped 40. I would say it would go you, then the Cardinals, then the Seahawks in my rated order.
Yeah, I think with the Cardinals and myself, it's a toss-up. The Cardinals, if you don't know yet, you'll learn to know. He does a lot of film study. He's a very good football mind, and he takes it seriously. So
yeah,
he's always in the film room. He's always looking at stuff you're doing and trying to counter it.
Yeah, he writes some NFL quality scouting reports on the.
Yeah, portion. I don't know if you notice any of those scouting reports that he puts out, but
he's good for sure.
He does a lot of homework. I know he's been short on time recently. I'm hoping to use that for my advantage as I play him this week and try to keep my playoff hopes alive and keep D-Lloyd's content points alive. So hopefully we can do that for him.
Well, that was part of my bet. That was part of my bet knowing he was busy. Just quick, I played your guys' whole division this year.
Yeah.
So, like, my perspective of it was after playing you guys, I will say – as a user, I still feel Goose is probably the better one out of everybody. Just because I feel like he could be more well-rounded, but sometimes he could overthink himself. Or you could kind of trick him into situations because he's going to be thinking this way. You kind of bait him that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Between you and Mally, I feel like you have the stronger defensive game plan. You held me to one completion in the first half, so obviously I think I'm going to say that. I think you have the stronger...
I think we all have done that, though. I think I held you to four. You don't throw the ball the first half.
I don't know. It's a toss-up between you and Mally, in my opinion. I know you feel like you're way better than Mally.
Oh, way better.
But from
that's
my
why, that's why I threw that extra TD at the end just to show them that I'm way better.
No, cover the spread.
I'm joking.
No, so I think both of you guys are stronger on the defense side. Generally, like I feel like historically you threw a lot of picks, but you've been calming that down. So I guess for that reason, I'll give you the edge right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I just quick. I don't know how first half of the season compared to second half. I'm always better at the second half. I don't know why. Like this football right now that I just played you, Mike, with is not the same football I was playing earlier in the season. So you got the better version of me compared to that's why I'm
rated a monster.
5-8 now.
That's why you better storm and win the division, right?
I hope so. I think the toughest game on my schedule is going to be that Rams team next week. I mean, no, the Bears last week at week 17 is going
to
be.
Well, the perfect storm needs to happen. You need to find Goose on the day that he just worked 100 million hours and he's tired. You play him that day. You need to play the Bears when he's like on the road and he's at a hotel Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi drops.
I gotta call our boy Chums and see if he's got the info for me. So I don't know if anybody has any other questions from Mike. Actually, I do have a question.
Sure, what do you got?
Next cycle, saying if you're still with us, I believe you will be because you do a lot of content. You're good for the league. You've been a good addition so far. Next cycle, if you had a choice of a team and who you would have in your division, who would it be?
I want you same guys in my division. I got to prove myself. I mean, I'm a little bit better than that record, I think. So I would love another chance at
you. Well, you're going to have another chance season four and season five. I'm saying next cycle, the next game, what team would you like to be? And also, who would you like to see in your division?
Team-wise, okay. I like some stability at quarterback, so... I mean, anyone with a mobile quarterback would help. I don't mind a guy like Russell Wilson. You know, someone like that. Kyler Murray, obviously, in the West. These are all guys that I can use. I'm sure I would get one of the better teams based on my skill, my skill level. So, should I just say I'm destined for Patrick Mahomes? Or
hey, you might be.
I'm going to either get Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady. So, I mean, they're two opposite sides of, you know, speed.
I lost all last cycle and I ended up with Brady. So, it could definitely
there you go. There you go.
I lost all last cycle and ended up with Joe Burrow.
But either way, I'm looking forward to being a part of this. You guys run a great, great league.
So, who do you want as your divisional opponents? Is A-Rod one of the guys you want to see in your division so you could have a little more shit talk to see who wins the division?
Sure, I would like that. I mean, it's always nice to have a little friendly friendly banter between, you know, close friends. I would like that. I wouldn't mind that. Maybe Drama Man. I would like a little... I like his energy. I watched his game last night, what they came to see after he scored his touchdown. I like that. The guy was fired up. And whoever wants to take a shot at these the two New York boys, you know, whoever wants to play with us, I enjoy it.
I think we could actually make a whole division of me, you, and A-Rod. And then if we get another New Yorker or, you know, Northeast guy, we put him in the same division. Just so that, oh, there we go. We got Papa Greeny. We put all of us the bad
sure.
accent, the bad accent division. We could be in the the AFC East too. We'll put you with the Dolphins, so you could have Tua, who's a little mobile. I'll take the Patriots. A-Rod will take the Jets.
We don't know how the offseason is going to turn out.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows? We'll see. We'll see what the teams look like. But, you know, that could be a fun division because I think we're all around the same skill level, and I think it'd be a competitive division.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Speaking of PML and divisions, there's a lot of divisional races still going on. Some games were played yesterday. I know the Steelers ended up winning in a walk-off against
We did forget something. I did have something for Mike. Mike, walk us through that Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We forgot about the Hail Mary. Go ahead and talk about that.
Oh, the Hail Mary, man. Well, that was my high point of the season, obviously.
I like the high point of the last decade of your life.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I would say Hail Mary, marriage, you know, college graduation. That Hail Mary is at the top of the list right now. That's oh, man, no. When I threw that ball up in the air, I had no, you know, everyone attempts them when they play Madden at some point, you know, and you're just like, oh, fuck, I lost. So,
who was that against again?
Cammy in the Raiders.
Poor Cammy.
Oh, Lord. Poor Cammy.
It's only fitting. That's my favorite team. So it's like a gift to get the Raiders given back to me for all the hard they put me through over the years.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it. So after you scored in the Hail Mary, did you say, you know what, I could probably string some wins together after this?
No, that did not cross my mind. But I tell you what, I did drink a beer that night for sure. That top one open right after that.
Hey, did you show the wife? Hey, babe, look at this. Watch me
draw time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I did.
Not a care in the world.
No, babe,
look at this play. One eye looking at her phone still.
Yeah.
Great.
You know the look.
The half glance. Cool, babe.
She's either blunt or she's going to say, oh, awesome. And then go back to what exactly. She was doing. But from one, end of the game, game-winning TD to another, we're going to talk about the Steelers against the Falcons when he scored in that walk-off TD to Juju Smith-Schuster. He had a wide-open guy in the corner of the end zone, but he went to the guy that was covered and got the animation from Madden. And
quote drama?
Oh, yeah, what they came to see.
What they came to see. And what did he say? Suck a fat baby.
Suck a fat baby dick or something like that?
Yeah, he says some wild shit, and that shit is
You're
going to
get a good quote from any drama commentary, man.
Oh, yeah, if you have him in your division, I think you'll laugh more than anything.
Oh yeah, and another guy I like to hear from is HD. I feel he's a good
he's a top troll. He's top troll.
I like HD. It. I like it.
Oh yeah, I butt heads with HD because I like to say I'm a troll myself half the time. So I butt heads with HD a lot, but it's all in good fun. I mean,
HD was beating me bad one day on stream in front of my subscribers, and he did a fake field goal to really. And the hurt in my eyes live was so bad that somebody donated $20 to me.
Oh my god, that is the funniest thing. You clip that?
I think we do. I think we have it somewhere. I know HD did. Yeah.
I gotta see the hurt in your eyes just to get a good laugh out of that. They gave you $20.
We gotta find the clip of HD showboating into the end zone and fumbling and losing the game because of that.
Oh yeah, he's one that brings trolling from off the field.
HD is great till the week you have to play him.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know if you want to play HD because you seem like somebody that likes to play, you know, a real serious sim style football, and then he'll throw a fake field goal while up 21, like it, well, said.
He opened up the game with an onside kick versus me.
Yeah, he opened up with an onside kick against A-Rod.
You gotta go against the grain sometimes.
Oh, he does some wild stuff. So yeah, he might be one that drives you nuts. Other than the Steelers game and, you know, the Pittsburgh winning that, were there any other games that were on yesterday?
Yeah, half the league last night on Cookie Boys Red Zone.
Oh, yeah, the Red Zone. We're going to talk about that Red Zone. That was amazing. I mean, I don't care. I told JT, I don't care. Give Superstar X Factor to, you know, Drew Lock or whoever he wants as quarterback because that's some good stuff. That takes a lot of effort to sit there through every game.
That's unbelievable the way he was able to do it. I'm lucky. I'm opening up an Excel spreadsheet.
So what did he do? Like Scott Hansen and narrate the game?
Yeah, he was narrating the whole game. Yeah. It was wild.
Yeah, so he had a bunch of.
So I can't open up his streams.
He had just a bunch of the streams up, and he was just switching back and forth. Like when teams would get down the field or get close, and he would literally be commentating on both simultaneously. So he'll be like, oh, he's going to snap the ball first. Oh, they snapped the ball first. That's a touchdown. Maybe he shouldn't do that. Let's go over to the other game. Oh, why he handed off to this runner? Like that. Like it was,
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool because you can just sit there, watch his stream. Like I said, I was laying in bed. I wasn't even up because typically I look at all my monitors and all that stuff. But I was just laying in bed, and I felt like I seen almost everything that happened last night.
Yeah. I know JT actually wanted to bring that into the league. Like a red zone type of thing. I know he's always mentioned it.
Well, that's what the Twitch theater kind of did that a little bit.
Yeah, you just don't have the commentary and stuff like that. So, I mean, the commentary is just a plus. I don't know how many points, Cookie Boy wants for something like that. But if he does that almost every night, give him a million content points. Let him upgrade whoever he wants at that point. I mean, that's just... That's bar none content. That's content guru stuff right there.
So I have a new topic, actually, speaking of yesterday's games. So yesterday marked the third time that El Jefe and SGL couldn't get together for their game.
Mm.
Really?
Interesting. Mm. Is one ducking the other? I don't know.
Why you duck me, man?
So the thing with natural, most... It's his way or the highway, I think, when it comes to stuff like that. It's like, I'm available then. Oh, I can't really make time for you. If you're not available then, you know, we're not playing this game. So I think that's kind of the situation.
They're both kind of that way, too, because I play with Hefe in another league, and he gives you his window. But, I don't know. I guess they're not budging. Seems odd. Three times.
I haven't played El Jefe in so long. So I don't remember how that scheduling was. I've never had a problem scheduling with Net, so I can't speak from that side. But obviously, you know, nobody's ducking me. So, especially when we played, you know what I mean? So, I can't really speak on that one. I don't know. I didn't even know it was the third time that they couldn't.
Are they different time zones or
no? I think. Sure. Well, I don't know about where Hefe is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure either. I just found it interesting.
That was a good observation. I had no idea.
No, it's a game I want. It's a game that I want to see.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So we'll see.
I'm looking back at my old DMs with El Hefe, and he talked, like, when we talked about times, he was referring to Eastern time zone. Now, I don't know if he's just like me. Like, I would say Eastern time zone just because it's more like the accepted.
Because you don't think the opponent could do the math in the head. So I do the same thing.
Yeah, like, I just, because that's the accepted time zone. You know, when TV shows come on, they just say Eastern first. So I just kind of do that, and then I'll do the math. So I'm not sure if he's doing that, but he did talk to me in Eastern time zone when we played, so I don't know.
Yeah, so that's very interesting to see how that unfolds, because if they're both, you know, that type of person, I could totally see that why they don't play their games is because the back and forth. Oh, I'm available this time. Well, I'm not available that time. I'm available this time. You either make time for, you know, you make a window within my time, or I make a window within your time, and
B-side, so you gotta find time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm messed here, so you gotta find time for me. Another thing I want to bring up is there was a little discussion in chat. Well, I brought it to attention. The dev stories. Some people don't understand or don't like the way JT has handled it. Now, me, I've said it in chat, and the way I think about it is JT has never been a fan of dev stories and awarding dev stories. He's always been against, you know, that type of stuff. He says if the game allows it, the game allows it. If the game does it, the game does it. I think he's that way because I think when you look at the dev stories, they're kind of, I wouldn't say, they're kind of open. They don't really define it completely. Now, when it says you need two of this, this, and this, is it one of each? Is it two of one? Like, what? It doesn't really say that for you. It just kind of leaves it open-ended. So I think that's one of the things with JT is he doesn't want to start awarding dev stories because there is program in the game that awards the dev stories. I don't think it's much of a glitch. I think it's much of people not understanding what exactly they need. Do I think there might be some glitches? Probably. But, again, I don't think we should award dev stories.
There are glitches because my guy had a dev story for the Pro Bowl. He wasn't even in the Pro Bowl. Dan Hubbard,
that's
even.
Awesome. That's
open
awesome.
It up. It shows Pro
Bowl. He snuck on the field.
Yeah, the breakout game. So I'm like, oh, maybe he made the Pro Bowl. Sick. I look, he's not even on the roster.
That's awesome. So how do you guys feel about the way JT's, you know, handled it, making sure that you have to post it? I think him saying you have to post it before you play your opponent is his little way of saying suck
it. I think that's showing your hand. You know, it's going to allow your opponent to target in on what your game plan is going to be. But what
what I was going to say is I think it's his way of giving but taking at the same time. It's like, oh, you want me to start awarding dev stories, which I'm totally against. Well, you got to do it this way, my way. It's like his little FU to everybody for voting yes on awarding dev stories. It's like, well, guess what? Now you got to show your opponent that you're going for a dev story before game. You can't.
What is the background story on the reason we have to post it in case the game doesn't reward it after?
Yes, there was in Madden 20 there was some situations where people had dev stories and they didn't end up getting their dev, and you know there was, you know, a bunch of ramblings, blah blah blah, we should award this, and JT has always been against, no, if the game doesn't award it, I'm not going to award it. We're just going to leave it be. I mean, at the end of the day, there's so much dev stories and stuff like that in the game, and there's other ways to, you know, build your team that the dev stories, I get where JT's coming from. It's like, you got content points, you got attributes, you got awards at the end of the season, you got all that stuff. Just because you miss one little lousy dev story doesn't mean that, you know, I'm going to start awarding it because you said the game screwed you. Now, I understand that, and I like the way he did it because, you know, people voted, and the league voted as a whole, that you got to award dev stories. Okay, JT's a man of his word. You want to award dev stories, that's no problem with me. you just got to show your hand to your opponent that you're going for a dev story by posting it in chat. Now, there's some opponents that you could get away with that because they don't really check chat regularly. Like, when I played the Saints, I'm like, all right, I could post this. I don't think he really checks. So I posted it. I don't think he checked it.
I've never checked it before a game.
Yeah. Nobody, I don't think anybody really checked it. Like, I'll check it when, you know how you get the white highlighted? If you're in dark mode, you get it highlighted in white. That's the only time I'll randomly go through. I'm like, oh, I haven't looked at this. And I was like, oh, you had a dev story yesterday against me. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that. But, yeah, stuff like that. I guess.
How many dev stories have you had this cycle?
Me? I had two or three. I had Kaiser White last season. And I actually had two this. So I had three. I had Ty Chandler and I had Brian Thompson. Both I hit on this season. So I'm happy about that.
I had one for Joe Burrow. Get 400 yards, four touchdowns, zero interceptions, and win.
That's tough. Yeah. It's like, have you seen?
That's what happened with the Sam Howell thing for me. And I threw the pick in the first quarter to make sure we didn't have to worry about it.
He's like, you see the league I'm playing in? You see the interceptions? What are you saying? No interceptions. What are you talking about? Yeah,
these guys. Telling me to win is a tough part.
Yeah.
Never mind the 400 yards, the four touchdowns, zero interceptions.
Yeah. So I honestly just wanted to get your opinion on that, on the rules. If there's any.
Yeah, maybe like a DM to someone who's in charge of it would be cool. You know, not showing your hand, but I don't know.
I don't think that's going to. I don't think that part's gonna change because I honestly believe JT doesn't want it in the league, and that's his way.
So you think he's spiting us?
I think it's a little bit of a petty move, but I agree with him on that.
I've heard him say in the past that he's a huge fan of risk reward systems.
Mm. Yep.
So I think this is a way of saying like you have an opportunity for a big reward, right? Right. Your risk is that. If your opponent is savvy enough to go look, he will know that this is up for grabs.
Yep.
If you can get it, get it.
If you don't want to post it, you don't have to post it either. So if you could risk not posting it, your opponent doesn't know. But then if you don't get it, you don't get it. If you get it, you get it.
Right. So, like, I don't have no problems with it. I mean, it helps police the league a little bit. I think there was a situation where, like, with Scotty Miller, everybody seen that HD was going for it in the chat. So you could go through and be like, okay, he is like going, is he going too far or is he not going too far? And so like I don't mind that at all, honestly. It's like I said, it's a risk reward, but it doesn't bother me that it's there. I posted mine because I was just glad to finally have one. It was my first one I had all season.
Yeah. Yeah, I went all those superstar and superstar X factors you have. I guess that's kind of the same boat with the 49ers. I can't really explain the Bengals. I mean, they got shit to work with, and they're still not getting dev stories and stuff like that. So, but my question, any other rules that you've noticed? I don't know, Mike D, A-Rod, I know you both, A-Rod's been here for a while, but I know you're still kind of new to the league. Are there any rules that came about recently where, you know, you don't really like the rule or something you might want to address in the off season when we come to the owners meetings?
I mean, obviously usage rules kill me, but I think it balances the league, and I think it's good for the league.
But yeah, I felt bad when you said that in the chat yesterday. Like, it's 29, right?
Well, I got him down to from 29 to 22 last game.
So a great story real quick is back in, I think it was Madden 19 or Madden 20, we had a user, I forgot his name. I can't remember his name, but he was the Eagles. He drafted Terry McLaurin. And the rule is the McLaurin rule because he was averaging over like 35 yards in the air for everything. He was just sending them on streaks, beating everybody, and just throwing bombs, right? So they actually made a rule based on his name, and he would actually, I think it was week 16 or 17 when he knew the rule, he actually started running backwards with McLaurin, giving him negative yardage in the game just to get him under that rule that we had in place. He was running backwards, so that was a great story. I don't know if D-Lloyd was here for that, or
D-Lloyd,
when you first showed up too, you weren't really into PML. I know now you're more active.
Hey, out of curiosity, I'm asking for a friend. Did he get in trouble?
Yeah. That was sincerely frowned upon by every PML member and also by the commissioners. I was on the commissioner team at that point.
Michael, when I had Grant Calcaterra at tight end, I had no idea about the rules. Like, I didn't read the rules like that. I just figured I played pretty sim. I'm good. And then he DMs me like, Calcaterra suspended. I'm like, for what? They're like, oh, he had over 30% of the team's reception.
Oopsies. I did not realize that. But yeah, that's, I don't know if you want to add anything. Anybody has anything from Mike? Because I think we're pushing up against that. I think we're like at 40 30. Minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Mike, you got anything you want to add? Or does anybody have any questions for Mike before we head out?
No, just tell Mike to keep everything up. Yeah, keep up the content, man. I love reading it and seeing it.
Yeah, we love the content.
No, thank you. When a new user steps in like that, good job.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. You guys are all great. I enjoy being a part of this. All the guys in the chat, very welcoming, and I hope I can bring some positive impact to the league in some form, and hopefully we get these Rams out of the cellar eventually. And
I mean, the content you've been doing is already a positive impact. As long as because you could be a bottom tier user. I'm speaking from experience. You could be a bottom tier user as long as you're doing that content and stuff. You're great for the league. Don't mind.
Yeah, I'm currently making that transition myself. So yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the same boat.
Yeah, we're all in the same boat.
Becoming a content guy.
Yeah, we gotta start. You gotta transition. Oh, I'm a competitor. No, I'm just a content guy.
Nah.
No, don't shit talk me, bro. I'm just a content guy.
That's all I'm here for. I know my role.
Yeah.
I'm the guy at the end of the bench on the basketball team, like the 13, 14 guy.
Just celebrate.
Don't know if you're suing up or not that game. It's like, hey, coach, am I suing up? Yeah, sure. All right, thanks. But that's going to do it for us. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Mike D, you've been a great guest. Hopefully, you come on again at some point.
Thanks for having me.
Maybe next time when you're on, you turn around the Rams, and they're now a powerhouse in the NFC West. So
you got something in your coffee. I think you're drinking.
But, yeah, that'll do it for us. You all can say bye to the people.
All right, fellas, good show.
Good show, guys. Take care.
Yeah, everybody take care. The PML, have a great day, and we will see you tomorrow.